I suppose, though, I never knew there was one great family. I'd always thought of them as many families.
You never heard the name Garcia MacDonald?
No.
Ah. I've no doubt the rebels destroyed all evidence. There was nothing to show against them when Altiplano joined the Familius Regnant 300 years later. All we could do was watch. And we did not then know which of the people on Altiplano had been involved. By then, the regular space service had formed around us.
Was that the family? Garcia MacDonald?
Yes. A family Serranos had served beside as far back as the wet Navy days of old Earth. Tell me about this war, as you heard it.
Esme dredged up what she remembered of those childhood lessons.
The Lifehearts and the Old Believers, the Founders wanted to bring in more colonists, free birthers and Tamidians, to work the mines and develop the land. The Old Believers objected to the number of Tamidians the Founders wanted to import. They knew that they'd be outnumbered in two or three generations because of the free birth policies. And the Lifehearts wanted development to proceed with due regard for the underlying ecosystem. But the Founders wanted a quick profit. They brought in shiploads of Tamidians, and the Tamidians brought diseases alien to the Altiplanans, diseases they were immune to, genetically.
It came back to her now. Infant mortality soared among the Altiplanans as the diseases spread into an unprotected population. They would be outnumbered in decades, not generations. The Tamidians had mocked their beliefs, throwing down shrines and trampling the icons into dust. The Founders had moved people off the open land, herding them into cities, where they sickened faster. Her great-grandmother had told her about the death year, when no Altiplanan baby had survived a week past birth, and about the land bride who had called a curse on the unbelievers at the cost of her own soul.
I don't know what she actually did. My great-grandmother never told me, if she even knew. But a plague came out of the mountains and the plains and up from the sea. And in the first year, the Tamidians died as our children had died, spewing blood and rotting as they fell. It was said that they begged the Founders to let them leave, but the Founders brought in more, until the city stank of death, and the Founders themselves sickened.
A bioweapon?
No, at least nothing I know of. And Altiplanans do not use bioweapons today. But when the Altiplanans wanted to leave the cities and go back to the land, the Founders denied them. And then there was war, but not to massacre them all, only to get back to the land from which they had been driven.
That's not the report we have. That's not what this says.
It's all I know. Are you sure your report is reliable?
Why wouldn't it be? A servant, someone escapes.
How? To what?
Atmospheric shuttle to the orbital station. Unfortunately, he carried the disease with him, and it infected the station crew. Only three of them lived, but they passed it on.
Baron reached for Esme's hand.
I don't believe it. How can you believe a little scrap of paper stuck in a child's book?
Not a child.
Whatever kind of book. How can you believe that the real secret truth was lost so long and only comes to light just in time to keep me from marrying Esme? I don't care. I do not care that she's from Altiplano. I do not care that this scrap of paper says her family were murderers hundreds of years ago. Are all Serranos saints? I love her, and I admire her, and I'm going to marry her if I have to leave the family to do it.
Esme grabbed for his other hand.
Baron, no. Wait, we have to find out.
I already know what I need to know. I love you, and you are faithful and true and brave, and you love me. That is what matters, not what happened then.
There was an oath sworn.
Baron rounded on her, and this time Esme could see the family likeness as if stamped in living bronze.
Under all oaths worthy? That's not what you told me, Grandmother, when I swore to keep Missy's secrets. There are oaths and oaths, you said, and it's a wise soul that swears rightly, which is why we swear few.
Then we must find the truth of this matter, grandson. Whether the story as we know it, or as the Suissas know it, is the truth. For if we know at last the names of those who killed our patrons, I see no possibility of peace between us.
We have an oath to the Familias, as you keep telling the other fleet families when they remember who were their patrons. Would you have Serranos unravel fleet and possibly the Familias as well to seek vengeance for ancient wrongs?
Silence, an uneasy silence in which Harris could almost hear the unspoken arguments based on rank, active service, combat experience.
It doesn't matter. I'm sticking by Esme no matter what you say.
The question is, will she stick by you? Or will she turn traitor like her ancestors?
Nonsense. The question is, does she love him?
That set off another uproar, in which love is nothing but hormones clashed with love is more than just hormones, and a dozen other comments Esme had heard before. Someone across the suite picked up the comm. Heads turned. People moved away, looking in that direction. Finally, Esme could see. A Serrano she hadn't met yet stood, one hand up for silence, listening, his face more gray than brown with some shock. Finally, he put the comm unit down.
Mutiny. There's been a mutiny on Copper Mountain, and the mutineers have 10 ships already.
What?
All leaves canceled. All personnel returned to their ships at once.
His eyes sought Vita Serrano's.
They're calling the inactive flags back, sir. You're to take the fastest possible route to headquarters.
Who? Did you get anything on who started it?
Bonartag was the first ship, Harris. But they took the Copper Mountain orbital station with convicts from Stack 3, and the commander there was named Bakarian.
Bakarian? Lepescu's staff. One of his staff officers. It's that bunch again, our own little blood horde. And you know how Lepescu's crowd feels about Serranos.
Baron pulled Esme to her feet and wrapped his arms around her.
It's always something. But I do love you. And I will marry you. And nothing, not grandmother or history or mutinies or anything, is going to stop me.
Esme hugged him back, oblivious for a long, long, delicious moment, vaguely aware of people moving in the room, of doors opening and closing.
You've made your point, both of you. Right now, you'd better get in uniform and get going.
Esme lifted her head from Baron's shoulder, and saw nothing but uniforms now. Serranos with carry sacks and roller bags, one after another emerging from the side rooms and heading for the door to the lift tubes.
I do love him, and I'm not a traitor, and I won't hurt him.
There's a lot more at stake than the happiness of you two, but for what it's worth, I hope it works out for you.